T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Tony, let's go.
Hey, what's up, homes?
My name is Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 10 o'clock tonight. It's our Miller Lite Top Draft Show. We are at Dirty Nelly's tonight. And Dirty Nelly's has got $2.50 Miller pints. And plus, we're giving away a Bears sweatshirt here on site. My guest for the next 90 minutes is Lance Briggs.
Yes. Good crowd.
Yeah, we got a good crowd here. And we are... We are also on the Facebook stream, so if you want, you can watch the show. I'm curious if people that are here watching the show will log on to watch the show on Facebook, because I think that would be very meta of you guys to do that.
It's the day and time we're living in right now.
I really do love the stage that we have.
Yes.
Like, this is pretty dope, and we get to see everybody, and everyone gets to see us. So we thank everyone who came out here to watch us. We appreciate that. Thanks to Miller Lite for having us out as well.
We have some competing crowds, too.
Yeah, but the crowd upstairs is starting to thin out a little bit, and I think that they're probably going to find their way down here.
That would be nice.
It was interesting, as I was saying earlier. There is a rally for the governor here, and it was interesting watching people come in and then seeing me and being like, am I in the right place?
Right.
And so you saw the ones that sat down here, and I want to say that these were the first two, like in the back row, the two tables in the middle were the first two that were here.
Loyal.
And I said to them, I was like, loyal. You guys do know that there's going to be a ridiculous radio show that's going to be going on. They're like, oh, yeah, that's what we came here for. And I was like, okay, nice. My people. Nice. My people.
They said they didn't come here to get political.
No, they just came here to hang out and see a Lance Briggs.
There we go.
But I'm sure that there are going to be some people that filter their way downstairs. And apparently the cheese curds were thumbs up. Cheese curds were great. Yes. Oh, we getting thumbs up from the whole back row that the cheese curds were on point.
Thumbs up over here to the right.
Okay, so good. Maybe that'll be the move. And I know Boogie has got a menu and he's ready to go as well. So we appreciate everyone who's here in person at Dirty Nelly's. Everyone who is watching us on camera, it's awesome that you'll be able to. We don't get to stream a lot at night.
Right.
So it's nice that Brian Gertsch and the crew is here to stream the show. I dressed up for it, as people can see.
Right. Wearing appreciate my, fellas. Right. I'm,
this is, I'm just, yeah. This is how we roll.
Right.
We have to put on jackets on Sundays, man. During the week.
This
is how
comfort
we
roll. Comfort wear. Comfort wear.
This is what it's all about. So the Bears are in first place, sir.
They are.
They went from last place to first place.
Yep. All in one day. And, you know, they did it without their star player.
Yes, right.
And they might possibly not need their star player again this week.
I don't think they need him.
I agree with you. Touche.
I don't think that it makes sense to play him because that quarterback situation in Buffalo is messed up. I mean, I know that you
I've been there before.
That's what I was going to ask.
I've seen it before. I've been on that sideline before.
I know that you've seen some stuff where they go, listen. Okay, here's the thing. You can tell me because we talked about this on the air. Initially, Lovie Smith told you guys when you were in some of the quarterback situations that he needed you guys to only give up 17 points.
Correct.
At the beginning of the season. But then he changed that, right? As the season went on, what did he ask you guys to do?
I think it started off at 19 points, and then we had to move it down to 17 points. And then, you know, in the middle of the year, you know, Ron Rivera walks in and he says, look, this is what we need to win. And he wrote it down. He said it went down from 17 to 13 points.
and a turnover. Or you guys were supposed to score.
We needed to score. We needed to win the turnover ratio, and we needed to score. And that's what he basically said. We need to score on defense or special teams, and we need to hold our opponent to 13 points. You know, and that was, you know, a lot of us, we looked around like, that's crazy. You know, a lot of guys on defense were like, whoa, why do we have to, why can't the offense be required to score more points? You know, but it was, that was what he expected. He said, that's what I think you guys can do. That's what I believe you guys can do. And we all, you know, we didn't reach that mark every week, but we strive for it.
So maybe, and Buffalo's defense is pretty good. They played really well against Tom Brady last night for about 3.5 quarters.
Right.
And then it was just too much. Like, it was just too much. And then the offense gives up a pick six, and the game is completely over after that. So let's go back to Khalil Mack. When the Bears sacked Khalil Mack last week, how did you feel about it?
I thought it was the right thing to do. I was hoping that he might have been get a rest the week prior, but they didn't take care of business with the games they were supposed to. So, you know, the Bears weren't sitting very, very well win-loss-wise in the win-loss category. So, you know, it was a game where he needed to play. It's a big game against New England. So now they're at the point where, you know, they let him sit. They get a win. Now they're coming up against another team that the Bears should definitely – I think they can definitely win without him.
I do, too. Buffalo just I think that they should sit him if he's not 100%.
And the most important category, if they can go 3 of 14, if keep the Bills 3 of 14 on third down, the Bears can win.
Well, that's what they did against the Jets, and that was the statistic that you were most proud of from the from the Bears defense this week. They're not doing it necessarily they didn't do it with pressure against the Jets.
Right.
That's still an issue, and obviously Khalil Mack not being out there hurts that.
Mm-hmm.
How did they slow down the Jets last week?
They were playing sound football, you know, not making mistakes, being where they were supposed to be, being in position, and then when that number was called, they made the plays that they needed to. You know, they didn't, you know, on the short passes, guys weren't breaking tackles and extending drives and taking, you know, short slants for 85 yards for touchdowns. Guys were getting tackled. Guys were going down. And when you do that, another thing, too, is they were winning on first down. So they're putting they put the Jets in a lot of third and long situations. And that's how you play winning football on defense.
Yeah, you stopped the run early on.
Yep.
And you saw that the Jets weren't really able to run the ball at all.
At all.
And when the Bears held them to 57 yards on the ground and an average of 2.4 yards per carry.
Very good.
That is, you're getting it done if you're doing that. And and I would imagine that makes life a lot harder for Sam Darnold.
It does. It does. Plus, you got injuries to your top two guys, you know, for the guys that he's throwing to. It makes for a rough day, even going into the game for him. You know, they're probably thinking, look, we're going to have to do a lot of play action here. We're going to have to establish the run, if we can establish the run, just so we can set stuff up to get the ball to guys that you're not used to throwing it to.
So we're streaming the show live on the Scores Facebook page right now. If you're Facebook friends with me, I have the link on there. You can click on it. You can watch the show from the house. If you're just out, like, hanging out, you can log on and watch us. Lance will be here with me until 8:30 as we talk about Bears and we talk about the NFL and the crazy trade deadline. Yeah,
Jordan Howard made it past the trade deadline.
Jordan Howard is still a Bear, which I think is the smart move.
Agreed.
If you have any aspirations of being a playoff team, as much as I love Tariq Cohen, and I do, I think that he's a lot of fun as a player, I think that you always need at least two. You're not just going to say, well, Tariq's just going to be the guy, and we'll send Jordan Howard on to Philly or wherever it is.
Right.
You're going to need him. And I thought that you saw the way that I like to see him used, where he got 22 carries. And you want to see him in a game where you're up, and then at the end of the game, he can kind of close the door for you.
You know, somebody made a comment on my feed and said, it doesn't look to me like Jordan Howard runs hard all the time. And it was interesting to me because – while we were watching, you know, one of the things that came up was, you know, he's a hashtag thighs.
Hashtag
you know,
thighs.
He's guy for powers. His game isn't speed, and he's not the fleetest of foot. you know, why try doing that so much? You know, I mean, to me, get downhill and create more with your weight and your momentum. And a lot of times you'll see him, he'll make cuts and slow himself down and not be able to get back into the in the groove of things. And Forte kind of brought it up. He's like, that's not the kind of back that he is. And I absolutely agree with it because I watch it a lot. You know, just keep going. He's going to, you know, just off his size and momentum, once anybody touches him, he's still going to drag him for about 3 to 4 or 5 more yards.
It's weird because, and Forte brought this up a couple weeks ago, where he was talking about how they don't run enough inside zone plays for Jordan Howard, that they're a team that likes to get to the edge. Right. And obviously, when you've got players like Taylor Gabriel and Tariq Cohen,
you can do that.
You can do a lot of damage on the edge. But with him, I just feel like they should, if they give him more opportunities, it is going to be a 1 yard, 3 yards, -1 yards, 8 yards, 10 yards, four yards. Like it's going to be that. And as the game goes on, I think that he has a legitimate point that he's able to wear down a defense with the more carries that he gets.
And remember, you know, second down and 6, that's a good place for an offense to be. You have your whole playbook open for second down and 6, second down and 5.
So this segment is being brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. If you can't sell your timeshare, if the resort won't take it back, call them, the Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out legally and forever. Call 844-915-EXIT. That's 844-915-EXIT or visit timeshareexitteam.com. We're here at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine. If you're in the area, you should come by because we're going to be here. Well, Lance will be here until 8:30. I'll be here doing the show until 10. If you'd like to ask a question of Lance, we got some via Twitter. But if you want to call in and do it the old school way, we'd love that too. 312-644-6767 is the number. You can also text the show at 67011. I'm going to take a call because I love the topic that we're going to discuss here. Rashad on the south side. Rashad, you're on the score with Lance Briggs.
Hey, Briggs, I just want to let you know, bro. Last 20 years, you're my favorite Bear. Went and bought a Lambo just because of you. But anyway, man, real talk. I think the Bears were super aggressive on third down. And you made a point about how they were able to get off the field. Vic brought pressure on third down with Bryce off the nickel. I don't know if you paid attention to it, but he did it consistently enough because they wouldn't get pressure with the front four. Just want to see if my eyes were playing tricks on.
Bryce Callahan, I feel like he's played great football.
He's playing great football right now. He's helping the team win right now. You know, the only issue with him ever really has been health. You know, you talk great about him 1 week, and then he's on the injury report, so you don't get to see him the following week. You know, and then another nagging injury keeps him out another week. So, you know, when we get to see him, and we're getting to see him each week now, he shows up.
Let me give you the numbers for Bryce Callahan against the Jets. In this game, he had 4 tackles, a sack on Darnold, the Bears' lone sack, which we'll talk about.
Yes.
Of course, the tackle for loss and the QB hit. 3 passes broken up. That's a career high for him in a game. From the slot, I know that, you know, we are prisoners of the moment sometimes, and you don't want to have tunnel vision, but I don't know if there's a better slot defender in the NFL than what Bryce Callahan has been putting on tape the last couple weeks.
I mean, that's a heavy charge.
It's a heavy charge.
I know you're going to stand by your word, too, huh?
You know I don't make those big proclamations very often.
Because I
am definitely a Bryce Callahan fan.
Some of the guys that I think that are up there in that category got traded today.
Yeah.
Got traded. Ha-ha. Clinton Dix got traded, huh?
What does that say to you? The Ty Montgomery thing I think we all saw coming after what happened on Monday night.
Okay.
On Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, But
Dante Fowler, I did not see coming, and it's weird to me, you know, that you take a guy that is in that caliber of a player and you trade him away to say, okay, I think we can find somebody better in the draft. We'll draft somebody better. I don't know. To me, it kind of sounds like you're starting to give up on their season.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about Detroit. You trade Golden Tate? And you're one game out.
Right.
I mean, that move really felt like, well, we're going to punt on the rest of the season. When you're one game out and you have 2 games with the Bears in the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, you know they. You know the Broncos got rid of Demaryius Thomas, but they have a core of young guys that they want to move in anyway. You know, so that trade, you know, kind of works in their favor, and it makes sense for them. The Golden Tate trade doesn't make sense to me. I think he just pulls a heavier load than everybody else from the receiver position.
I do too. It just I know they got Marvin Jones, and it just seemed like a really, really strange trade. So Lance is here with me. We're hanging out. If you got a question, 312-644-6767. You can also text us at 67011. And I guess, I mean, we do this on NBC Sports Chicago. I didn't even think about it until right now, but in the thread on Facebook, you could leave a comment. So if you got a comment or question that you want to leave our way, we can read it there too. So go to the Sports Facebook page. We are going live there. You can watch the show. I'll also tweet out a link so that you can watch. We appreciate you hanging out with us. We appreciate the crowd here at Dirty Nelly's that stuck with us here while there's a lot of other things going on. The Miller Lite Top Draft Show rolls on after this on The Score. You see everyone, like, scurrying about.
Everybody working hard.
Everyone is working hard. We are here at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine. Lance Briggs is here in the house with me. I am Lawrence Holmes. We are on the stream right now on Facebook. If you want to check it out, you can go to the Scores Facebook page. You can see us do the show. You can put a question in there too if you want. If you want to be a part of the conversation, we'd be okay with that. Some people are calling in at 312-644-6767. If you'd like to text us, 67011. I know that is a lot for you to try and remember. We will do our best to repeat it as the hour goes on. How are you feeling overall about the Bears right now?
My feelings haven't changed. I'm on board. I think this is the team that I think this team should be in the playoffs. I really believe that this team needs to take this division. This division is for them is up there for them for the taking.
So what do you think they need to? I mean, obviously win, but what do you think they need to do to put themselves in the best position to make it to the playoffs by winning the division?
You know what they've done this far that they haven't done in the last, you know, however many seasons is this is a decently healthy team. You know, they lost Kyle, you know, but they're not going to probably have, they may or may not have Khalil, you know, this week or that week, but they've been able to maintain their health relatively well, you know, up to now. And that's important because we talked about that in the past where, you know, well, there's so many injuries. They're dealing with this. They're dealing with that. They're dealing with this. They've been able to fight through minor injuries and stay as healthy as they possibly can. And when they have all their pieces in place, you know, they seem to be a more formidable team.
I have a lot of questions for you via Twitter.
Okay.
A lot of people wanted to ask you things.
Okay. I have answers.
I know you do. That's why I offered it as an opportunity.
Might not like it.
This is from, I know I'm one of them. I know I already know what your answer is. So Sean wants to know, Roquan is under the radar with a focus on Mitch and Mac. What is the ceiling and floor for him?
You know, with Mac there and Akeem Hicks, they kind of really taking a lot of pressure off of Roquan because he's being effective more and more each week. He's showing up doing the things that he was drafted to do. While we may not talk about Roquan as much as we're talking about some of those other players, I think he's a guy that we'll be talking about for a very, very long time.
He had 5 tackles against the Jets and 1 tackle for loss. I think that what's great is that we're not talking about him because he's bad. Right. We're talking about him because we're not talking about him because he's playing well. He's playing pretty well since he's up to speed. He's making plays. He has a couple of sacks so far this season.
His average, he should be averaging double-digit tackles each week. You know, and may have an off week where, you know, it's down. You might have 4, you know, a game where you only have 4 tackles or 6 tackles, something like that. But, you know, that's the other thing, too. We have to become accustomed to Roquan leading the team in tackles each week. You know, that's another that's part of the steps that we're waiting for.
Well, he was 2nd this week behind Danny. And Danny Trevathan, we're both very big fans of him.
Absolutely.
7 tackles for Danny Trevathan this past week with a pass broken up for him.
When I okay, so let's because they're in a Vic Fangio defense that Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you want to think about, you know, where the bar is set in this defense. Those guys set the bar for those inside linebackers. So if you're looking for what kind of production that you want out of Roquan and Danny Trevathan, that's the kind of stuff. And I'm pretty sure that Patrick had a almost 200 tackle season.
Yeah, the guy was impressive.
All over the place, you know. And I know Vic Fangio has tape in there to say, hey, look, you know, I'm gonna turn some tape on and show you guys, you know, what I expect out of guys that play your positions.
This question from Tom, or is it Thom? He wants to know, what's the biggest thing you notice a head coach learn his first year and then apply successfully in his second? And then the follow-up is, what do you think Nagy can improve on the most? Why don't we start with that one first?
What can Nagy improve on the most? You know, Nagy, he calls the offensive plays. You know, and when you call the offensive plays, it means that you're extremely tied into, you know, what's happening in offense. You don't know really. You know, you can miss out sometimes what's going on defense. So, which can also mean, you know, while you're reviewing stuff, you know, with the offense, once your offense comes out, you could possibly miss something on the field that may be happening, you know, a challenge flag play, you know, a situation, you know, where you're relying on a coach that's up in the booth, you know, to be right, you know, and I think that even sometimes that he has the clicker is cut off where he's not even hearing what everybody's hearing. He's only hearing what the offensive coaches are hearing. You know, so I think from a growth standpoint, whether you call the plays or you don't, you know, for Nagy, you know, being able to know what's going on with your whole team, you know, at least 98% of the time is going to be vital.
The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Over the last 25 years, the Chicago Wolves have stayed true to their mission of providing winning hockey at an affordable price. Don't miss out on this special 25th anniversary season. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for schedule and ticket information. So this question is from my colleague Danny Parkins, who does the afternoon show at The Score. I think it's a really interesting one to get your opinion on.
Okay.
He wants to know how much of the other team's verbiage did that you hear the QB shouting at the line of scrimmage, do defenses know based on film study? And the example that he gives is Peyton Manning screaming out, Omaha!
Omaha, Omaha!
So how much of that do you know? How much do you even pay attention to it?
Absolutely. We pay attention to it all the time. A lot of times we walk up when we would mug in those A-gaps, we would listen to what the quarterback was saying. You know, I remember playing against the Saints and Drew Brees. You know, Drew Brees would, you know, because they were running the ball a lot, and he would yell out, apple, apple, apple. You know, so when he ran apple, we noticed that they were running away from the bubble, you know, and they were attacking us to the bubble, which is the largest space between two defensive linemen along your defensive line. And so they were running to the bubble, and every time we'd walk up, we'd hear him say, apple, 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 based off of something that he saw. So he did it about three times. We'd come off and we'd say, hey, you know, what we saw during the week, that's what he is. He's checking away from the bubble. You know, there are a lot of things that you can get just from going up and paying attention to what your quarterback is saying. We would listen to cadences. We would listen to checks and see if we can catch anything. Because anything, if you can find out what they're doing, it's going to put you in a better position, a better place to make plays.
Who is the best at doing that at the line of scrimmage? And who was the quarterback you were like, we know what you're doing?
Oh, Tony Romo. I knew what Tony Romo was doing every time. You know, there was a couple of times where we were in cover two, and Tony Romo would say, kill, kill, kill. Every time he said kill, 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 it was a run. He was checking from a pass to a run. So, you know, I mean, they had Marion Barber at the time, and we're in cover two, and he says kill, kill, kill. And I told Brian, I was like, I'm gone. Right? And he turned to me and said, you better be right big time. I ended up shooting the gap. I hit him. I hit the running back just as he handed the ball to him. You know, but that's one of those keys. If you can get it, find out a key that a quarterback's saying. And typically it's generally one or two things that he's saying the whole game. You know, it's a signal. It's a sign that he's trying to check from one to another.
Mitch has been doing that with the kill, 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 and check into a run. I mean, I'd have to go back and document it, but and there's also a protection call. I'm not going to give it out, but there is a protection call that Mitch ran, and I was like, oh, they're sliding the protection left on this play.
But if you, I mean, sliding the protection, that one's an easy one because you know, typically you have your center's going to block towards your safety and your back's going to block away from it, block weak. You know, so if your quarterback comes up and he says, he checks away, he says, you know, 54 is the mic. Now you know the center is going to slide to the opposite side and the back's going to have to block to the safety.
Did you ever have a situation where a quarterback called out you or Brian as the mic and you weren't on that particular play?
Yes, because they knew what we were doing. You know, we were playing off of what quarterbacks were saying. Because what was happening is they would check for Brian, and Brian was in the blitz, but we're both up on those A gaps, and the center would block Brian, and it was just this big wave would open up, and I'm supposed to be dropping, but the quarterback's right there, you know. So we're like, Coach, the quarterback's right there, so we would play off of what quarterbacks would say, you know, and change our blitz, and so guys picked up on it. You know, and they would fake it, you know, say 55's the mic, you know, and so I would drop and they would block toward Brian and it would open up. I'm like, ah, they got us.
If you want to ask a question to Lance, you can. 312-644-6767. We're running through a few really good ones here on Twitter. This from Jason, who says, it looks as if Jordan, I already talked about that one, so I'm not going to even read that one because you brought it up because you saw it earlier.
Yeah.
This one is from Bob. If you were a GM, would you rather have Amari Cooper or Demaryius Thomas or those draft picks? Cooper's 24 and Thomas is 30. Okay, I didn't realize that Demaryius was that old.
Yeah, so it's, what we're talking about, the Bears or my
if you were just if
my own team.
Would you rather, well, I can't believe that Cooper garnered a first round pick.
Correct.
When you're seeing Golden Tate go for a 3 and with Demaryius go for a 4,
yeah,
like that to me is pretty amazing. Like that, mm-hmm, that tells me that you really wanted
your
particular
wordplay
guy.
Great. Yes, you got on the phone. Your wordplay is great.
Yeah.
If I'm a new GM, I'll take the draft picks. If I'm a new GM, I'll probably take the draft picks. If I'm trying to win a championship and I feel like we're one player away or we have a team that we can make a run for it, then I would keep Amari Cooper.
Okay. This is a fun one since we're both comic book geeks.
All right.
Winterbone wants to know, are you a Mary Jane guy or a Gwen Stacy guy?
Mary Jane.
Old school?
Mary Jane. Well, yeah. I like some of the newer versions. You know, I think a lot of the old comic books place women as like damsels in distress a lot, and so the more updated ones, you know, the women are, they're more fierce, you know, and I like that, you know, and that's just, I like the more updated stuff.
Well, Mary Jane's kind of always had some attitude.
Some attitude, yeah.
You know, even in the comics back in the day, mm-hmm, I kind of like that, and I mean, mm-hmm, you're right that now we're seeing comic writers be more inventive with, right, how they're treating female characters, and I think that's a good thing.
Right. I like that. I like that.
You know,
it makes for a better read.
Yeah, because, you know, Peter Parker can't save everybody. Sometimes Peter Parker needs to get saved. Mm-hmm. And if you saw Infinity War, never mind.
Mm.
Man, can I just say?
Go for it.
Here's the movie I want to see.
Okay.
But before Avengers 4 comes out, here's the movie. Iron Man somehow makes it back to Earth.
Okay.
And he has to explain to Aunt May what happened. That's the movie I want to see. Because, ooh, Aunt May is going to whoop his ass when, right, he comes back. He's like, wait, what do you mean he doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah.
And you took my nephew to where?
That's a great, yeah.
With what?
You're right.
So that's the they could do like a little short.
Right.
Like that's the short that I want to see.
Especially when he told him not to come.
Facts. With Tony knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Sitting there.
Trying to figure it out. How am I going to break this to her?
Yeah, because she's going to break you in half.
Yep.
When she finds out what you did. What you did, Iron Man.
So is it the next one is going to be called Annihilation?
I've heard that's it's Because so wait, it's Captain Marvel first, then correct. Avengers 4.
Right.
I'm really looking forward to Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Wow, we got some Captain Marvel fans up in here. Okay. She's actually wearing a Wonder Woman shirt. So I was like, we got the whole Justice League. We got Green Lantern and Wonder Woman going on here in the crowd. So,
we need to do better, Green Lantern.
Yeah, I know. All right?
We need to do better.
Okay. Did I ever tell you about my conversation with Common about this?
No.
Okay. I'm going to pick that name up that I dropped. Okay. So Common was on the show. He was throwing out the first pitch at White Sox, and I was actually wearing a Green Lantern t-shirt because I think I have 4 Green Lantern t-shirts and 2 Green Lantern hoodies.
Okay.
And he saw my shirt, and he goes, you know, I really wanted to play Green Lantern because he wanted to be John Stewart.
John Stewart.
And I said, yeah, we really wanted you to play Green Lantern.
Right.
And he goes, they went in another direction, I guess. And I was like, yeah, it wasn't a great direction at all.
It was a bad direction.
The direction they went in. But he would be on if they ever opened the story back up, he would be on a short list of guys that I would want to play John Stewart.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they'll ever get to, they can't get Hal Jordan right. I'm like,
right.
maybe they should move on and tell
like
someone
Kyle
else.
Rainer.
Yeah, tell Kyle Rayner's story.
The
fun movie that they could do the Guy Gardner Green
right.
Lantern. That could be
Guy Gardner would be fun.
Would be a lot of fun. But he wanted to play Green Lantern. And they were like, yeah. Nah, we're gonna go with Ryan Reynolds on this one.
They took him over Tyrese.
Tyrese was out there begging.
Begged for it.
He was begging. He was out there begging like one of his songs. He was trying to
Coca-Cola commercial. Bro.
I know, or never mind.
Yeah.
This is going to go down a bad road.
I know, right?
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Bears with Lance. We are here. We are here at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine. It's the Miller Lite Top Draft Show.
Yes.
Our people have taken over the building, which is great. Back after this on The Score.
Well, if you're on Facebook, you can watch me steep my tea as Lance Briggs and I talk football.
Football talk has never been more dignified than this. We also see someone with, is that a brownie cookie sundae? That is.
It looks dangerous.
It looks real dangerous. That brownie sundae is bigger than her.
Uh-huh. Mm.
She must have been real good today.
Yes.
Or real bad. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully she stays cool. Get her out here before that sugar rush kicks in.
Yeah.
So we are out here at Dirty Nelly's. Lance Briggs is my guest until around 8:30. We've been talking Bears football.
Oh, yeah.
People have been throwing questions at us via Twitter. They're also throwing questions in via text. 670-11 is the way that you can text the station. And people were complaining, like, well, how do you know Aunt May survived? I don't. I'm saying that if she did, that's the movie that I want to see.
Somebody put that on there?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
How do you know that? Because. Because that's what would make it hilarious.
Don't rock the boat.
Just saying. All right, let's go out to Lamont and talk with Clayton. Hey, Clayton, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Really well.
Good.
What's up?
Good. I got a quick question, contract-based. Now, with the trade deadline that happened today, I just want to give a hypothetical. I want to get your take. So, let's say Ty Montgomery has yet to have a bye week this week, and he gets traded to a team that already had a bye week. Does he have to take a bye week, or can he play all 17 games?
It's funny, Clayton, I appreciate the phone call. There were two I forgot what the two trades were last week, but I think it was Snacks, the guy Snacks from the Giants.
Right, yeah.
He's going to go through 17 games. He's going to play 17 games. And I want to say another guy that got traded last week is going to end up with 2 byes.
Wow.
So he's going to miss 2 weeks of the season.
But
so
they're vested though? They're double dippers, right?
I believe that
they're
is the case.
They're double dippers, so they're getting paid by 2 teams the rest of the way. So even if you do run into a bye week, you know, chances are both teams aren't going on a bye. Well, it would suck if it was. Both teams aren't going on a bye week at the same time, and you're getting paid from your former team. And you'll get paid for your next team after the following week.
It should be. I'd love to get someone on from the NFLPA to talk about, because to go 17 weeks without a break, to play 17 games.
Do you remember?
Man.
I don't know if it's Trestman's second year. Might have been his second year that the Bears cut Kelvin Hayden right after he made the team. And so, you know, he goes, I remember being in the locker room, like, where are you going to go double dip somewhere else? He's like, Lance, you know, he's like, I'm sitting on $12 million right now. He's like, I can go to another team. I can double dip. He's like, but the Bears are going to pay me this year anyway. He's like, you know, I'm good. I think I'm ready to walk away from the game.
Wow. So he got a paid retirement year.
Yeah. Now he's married to Taraji P. Henson.
He is. He's doing all right. Cookie yourself.
Yeah. Sorry I put your business out there, Kevin. It's all right. You'll be all right.
Man, put him in a good position. You're going to step to Taraji. You better.
Right.
Man, do we have a Ving Rhames story so we could just do the whole baby boy cast? Because we already talked right, about Tyrese.
Tyrese.
So we just need a good Ving Rhames story, and we're in the house. All right, this from our buddy Julie. And Julie okay. DeCaro, who wanted to ask you a question. She's also enjoying
the
Marvel talk. How does Lance feel? Does Lance feel like he's seen improvement from Mitchell from week to week? Or are we still doing the development isn't a straight line thing?
I mean, Julie, I thought we were going to comic books here. Okay. All right, so can you tell me the question again? Can you ask me?
All right, well, I'll give you – she actually did have a comic book thought for you. I hate to say it, but Captain Marvel looks so underwhelming. I hope I'm wrong.
I sort of agree with you, Julie. Lawrence is a big, huge fan.
I'm a fanatic.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of Captain Marvel, you know, and the major push for her came over the last 5 years or so, where you know you see her on all these covers, and now she's mixed into the Avengers and everything like that.
Civil War II.
Right, Civil War II, right, all that stuff. But you know, as a kid, Captain Marvel wasn't a big comic book that I picked up. So we gotta get to this Trubisky stuff, huh?
Yeah. So okay. Now you gotta get to the Trubisky stuff.
Do I see him get better each week? I have seen him. I have seen improvements. I have seen improvements, but I've also seen some of the same things that hamper him. You know, and so you know, one of the things I think he can throw a great ball when he wants to, when it matters enough. He can throw a great ball. I think he lets too many balls get away. I think you're when a guy is you know, 5-10 yards away, and you're overthrowing him here, you're overthrowing him there. This one, you're sidearming the ball here. You know, to me, you're not good enough to just sidearm balls that you think you can make, especially when they're not incomplete. But so, you know, it's, you know, if the Bears are going to make a push, you know, Mitchell, his feet, you know, he can run the ball, he can run his butt off, but it's not his feet that are going to push us into that championship. It's his arm.
Usually you win Super Bowls from the pocket.
Correct.
It's rare that you see a quarterback win it by just their legs. So
correct.
Hopefully we'll see the maturation of Mitchell throughout the season where he feels more comfortable. You guys pointed it out. When he's got a semi-dirty pocket.
Yeah.
Not complete, like not guys that are, you know, tugging at him.
Run.
He seems to take off.
Yeah.
So my concern is him putting himself in danger.
Yeah.
Well, out there running, that he's gonna, because he runs funny, and I mean that in the actual sense. I love watching
him. I've seen a lot worse.
Well, it's just that he keeps his head on a swivel, and I just got a bad feeling that one of those days he's gonna be looking left,
and he should have been looking right.
Yeah.
Boom.
And then he's gonna get de-cleated, mm-hmm. and there'll be a problem, but. I want to see him be more comfortable in the pocket,
right.
Making those throws against man coverage. Because over the last 2 weeks, I don't think his accuracy has been great. And what I mean is right. Ball placement.
Correct.
Along with the statistical stuff, I feel like the ball placement has been just a little bit off.
The issue that I saw, you know, against the Jets is it wasn't a lot of deep passes that were off. These are shorter passes. I saw three short passes that were too high. Or too far to the left or too far to the right or behind the receiver. You know, it just doesn't make sense. You know, it doesn't make sense. You know, those are important plays. Every one of those are important plays because, you know, you have an opportunity to get the ball into your playmakers' hands and allow your playmakers to make plays for you. You know, you think of it, if those balls were completed, you know, maybe the score is 38-10. You know, maybe it's a blowout. Maybe it's a bigger blowout win. You know, and we're talking about him in a different light.
Let's go out to Iowa and talk with Ben. Hey, Ben, you're on the Score with Lance Briggs.
Hey, Lance. At first, I just want to tell you how much I loved watching you and Brian play together. But I got a question about what do you think about throwing Potowski in there to spell Floyd and give him a chance to get after the quarterback a little bit? It seemed like he did that very well. He just got beat like he stole something in pass coverage.
So, okay, he's advocating replacing Leonard Floyd with Kwiatkowski.
Okay, I think that's a terrible idea. I'm just going to go out right now and say that. I know you're all the way here. We're in Hampton, Iowa, but no. You know, Kwiatkowski is a player. He's a position-specific guy. He's a middle guy. And if we put him out there and replace Floyd with him, we'll be in a world of hurt.
Okay. You said that a lot nicer than I would have.
Yeah, right. Tried to.
I appreciate it. And you've got the expertise, uh-huh. So it actually means more that you said it than I said it. But, yeah, that's not a great idea at all. The Leonard Floyd thing we do need to discuss.
Oh, boy.
But we're coming up against the break.
There we go.
So here's a you know what? I'll save the question about Leonard Floyd. But you know what the question is.
Oh, we know.
So we'll talk with Lance Briggs about Leonard Floyd. And the Bears defense. We'll take a look to the game against Buffalo. Is there anything else that you? Because I don't do this. I don't do this enough. I don't ask you. Is there anything you want to talk about tonight? I already have my agenda. But.
Well, we got a break coming up. You know, I'm sure something popping in my head.
All right. Yeah. That's how we roll.
See,
this is what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. My man.
We have a great give and take relationship right here. You know?
There's no doubt about it. That's Lance Briggs. I'm Lawrence Holmes. We are at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine with the people out here who came to see us.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
Wonderful crowd.
Thanks to Miller Lite for bringing us out as well. Even the people upstairs are starting to wave and say hello.
I know. I see a unicorn up there. Somebody got a unicorn helmet. It's Halloween.
Halloween type stuff.
Yes.
I mean, it's a that
crowd. It'd be great if we get the Rauner crowd down here. That'd be great. Well, you know, you're all welcome now.
It's weird because the crowd is completely turned over now. There's like a Halloween party up there now. Everyone who's downstairs, look up there. There's guys with capes. There's a unicorn. There's the pumpkins guy that Tom Hanks played.
Oh, that's not water in his hand. I know that.
Yeah, he's got a real drink in his hands. More Lance coming up after this on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.